You might not know the term, but you probably are familiar with parts of it. In the sharing economy, there's a personal exchange of goods and services, sometimes for free, sometimes for money. Think couch surfing, where homeowners allow people to sleep on their couch or spare bedroom for free. Or another example of it that does cost, Airbnb, where you rent out your own house or apartment to someone. There's the Finney Ridge Tool Library. You can go up and borrow tools for free. Other examples of the sharing economy are those services that allow you to rent out your own car. Then there's City Dog Share. It's a free Facebook matching service between people looking for help with their dog and people who'd like to have a dog around once in a while. We talked with Eric Husk recently, the founder of City Dog Share. He describes it as a dog-sitting co-op, a dog share.
You don't have to have a dog. It's for people who love dogs. If you can't have a dog because of your landlord, or maybe you just lost a dog and you're not ready, or you know, you're just kind of looking into getting one, then this is a great forum for you to meet some people, kind of check out, you know, different types of dogs. Maybe you like a big one or a small one. You go to facebook.com/citydogshare. That's our fan page, and there's a one-minute video there about how it works. And you can link to the different groups from there, like the one in Seattle. And then there's just a request to join group button, and that's it. Then we go through the request later on, and pretty much that's it. You'll get added.
Eric Husk with City Dog Share. Get what I mean here? I'm talking about those services that might just facilitate a free exchange between two people when it comes to sharing a dog, or it might be a service where you are personally connecting with someone through another service and maybe charging them for it. KUOW's Liz Jones told us about another great example called Urban Garden Share, and it's a service that matches homeowners who have garden space with gardeners who have experience but maybe not any space. So the homeowner might be overwhelmed, but the apartment dweller might be an avid gardener but confined to a pea patch or a garden pot. Urban Garden Share matches the two of them. We're at 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869, asking, are you part of the sharing economy? 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org, with your examples of using or participating in the sharing economy that either worked or didn't work. I mean, there is a great deal of trust going on here that you don't necessarily get when you're talking about when you're talking to someone who has a strict cash transaction. Has it ever gone wrong for you? Let's talk to Bobby first. He's someone who's participated in the trust economy and the sharing economy, as it's called. And Bobby, you participate in couch surfing, which I mentioned a little bit earlier. So that's a service that connects people who want to crash on a couch or a bedroom and people who have extra ones to spare. You've been on both sides of the equation?
Yeah, that's correct. I'd say it's a lot more than that, too. It's kind of about experiencing something new and different. You know, I got into it to meet people, to make friends who live all around the world, and then after the first few times of experiencing it, I realized that it's so much more. It's a community, and it's an opportunity to bring someone into your home and show them your life for a couple of days, and it's been incredible.
Now, what was first, Bobby, the sleeping on the couch or the letting someone sleep on your couch?
Yeah, first was letting people sleep on my couch. I didn't have a trip plan, so I figured this would be a good way to start and get used to the program.
Now, what made you want to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a lot of just wanting to meet people, and I always like to meet new people, and I thought this would be a really great way to meet people from all over the world instead of just in my neighborhood, and also, you know, much more personal than through some sort of internet connection.
And how's it worked out?
Oh, man, I've got nothing but good things to say. It's just been a really awesome experience every time, and each time it's been extremely unique and unforgettable.
Where have you slept on couches? You've taken up the other side of it.
Yeah, I went to Paris, France, and I always get the name wrong, but Rouen, France, and crashed on some couches there, and it was unbelievable. I was in Rouen for one day, and it felt like I got to know the city better than if I'd spent a week there just from staying on this person's couch.
So clearly there's kind of real benefits to it in that you were able to go to some place, particularly Paris, that's really expensive, find a no-cost alternative, get to meet some of the people. What else do you have to say to folks who might be thinking about the sharing economy, either when it comes to sharing a couch or other sharing things? Is there something about it that appeals to you that the business economy doesn't address?
Yeah, well, it's that connection you make with, on a personal level with somebody. You can go and stay in a hotel, and it's just a real sterile experience. So you go to your room, you go out and do your stuff, but you don't really get to meet people and create experiences that are unforgettable, at least not as easily. But when you go stay on someone's couch, you're kind of forced into a situation where you're like, you have to get to know this person, and they open up their world to you, and you get to see for a little glimpse of what their world is like.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bobby participates in the sharing economy with couch surfing. Maybe you're someone who does it in another way, maybe not quite as intimate a way as having someone in your home. Perhaps you participate in the sharing economy by having someone rent your car. You rent out your car to someone. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. And you can do that at our Facebook page, which is called KUOW's The Conversation.